Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John, we finished chapter 3. So listen as we start the week in chapter 4, verse 1.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we teach the Word of God today, beginning in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. So have pencil and paper, a good King James Bible, and ready to take some good notes. Now again, I explain this from time to time. When I say radio pastor, understand a pastor, it'd be the same thing as a shepherd in the Bible, and one who is responsible to feed sheep. Now, your local church pastor is your pastor, and he's ahead of me, so I'm not taking the place of your local church pastor. And I'm the first to say that, and I'm adamant that I'm not your pastor if you're not a member of Central Baptist Church. However, we do feed you the Word of God, so from this radio microphone, those that would listen, I'm teaching you or feeding you from the Word of God. And so I hope that that clears that up. Some have asked that question, what is a radio pastor? Well, that adds some to it. Now, some people still don't like that and they get upset about it. That is fine. Don't get upset with them. Love them. Pray for them. They may have nothing else for which to get upset. I don't know, but that's all right. We're not vindictive here, and we just want you to understand that. Now, I get letters here from time to time. I just shared one of the criticisms that we get, but let me share something special. I just received this, and I thought, wow, what a great way to start the day. I woke up about 3 o'clock this morning, and here it is Wednesday. I know I have to go over my sermons for Sunday and my Sunday school lesson and tonight's sermon in our Wednesday night prayer meeting. And then I also have to take about 2 hours out of the day to record sermons. And then sometimes there's counsel for other people. So I normally don't get up till almost 5 o'clock, but I woke up 3 o'clock wide awake. And so I tried to go back to sleep for about an hour, realized I couldn't. So about 4 o'clock started to busy with the Lord, and I tell you what, those were the next 3 hours, or three well-spent hours. But also, it was this morning, God had somebody send me an email, and I loved it. And this person writes, I am thankful for the chance to visit again here in the Internet Cafe, and to visit again your website. And also, I'm thankful for the strength despite my tiredness from my work. But there is joy in my heart now listening to your sermon on the internet. And he goes on to say what sermon that was. And evidently it's about God's purpose in our life and explaining things about this, why we can grow weary physically, but not weary of the work, just weary physically. Weary in well-doing is being weary of the work God's called us to instead of weary in the body. Well, we don't want to be weary of the work that God's called us to do. So we talked about that and having the purpose of God being the purpose of your life. And he says, your explanation about these things made it very clear to me. May the Lord bless your church, website, and I pray also that many become followers. And God bless you. Now, this is from a brother who listened to us on the internet in the Philippines. and he is a pastor there. I do not know him personally. This is maybe the first time I've heard from him. I did not recognize his name. And nonetheless, what a special blessing. That brother just blessed my heart with that. And our sermons from Sunday and revivals and everything else, my sermons, my dad's sermons, you will love the website. And our announcer gives that to you every day at the conclusion of our broadcast. So go there and click on our sermons and just see the sermons that are there. Sometimes you can look at the most popular. That most popular means those that have the most downloads. I don't know if they're the most popular or not. They have the most downloads, and you can click onto that, or you can click onto something else. But listen for our announcer at the end of each day's broadcast to give you our web address, and you can listen to Sunday sermons, or you can listen to a sermon that you may have missed one day and go back and see what you missed. Now, I did answer this pastor in the Philippines, and I said, thank you for your email of encouragement. What a blessing for me to read it this morning. God used it as an encouragement to me. As you know, we do not advertise or beg for money. We hope others will tell people in their area about our website and its sermons to encourage them to listen. It is my prayer that these sermons will help others around the globe. Your email has been an answer from God of this very prayer that I have in Christ. And I signed my name in my verse, Psalms 119, 105. And so, I would encourage you, my friend, we do not have pay for advertisement. And so, if you would like to help us, one of the best ways you can help us is just tell other people about our website or our radio station or the radio station you hear us on, and try to get them to listen in. Get your pastor to listen in if he hasn't heard us. And we want to be a friend of the pastor. I want to, in the future, be able to travel and go to some of the churches within our radio listening audience, whether it's in the Carolinas or out in the West or anywhere else. We'd like to be able to travel there and preach for you. Now, people say, what do you require when you come? Do you require a large amount of money? No, I just say, help pay my expenses to get there and back. You don't have to pay me anything as far as that goes. Just take care of the expenses to get me there and back. And my lovely wife and I would be happy to come and be with you folks and preach for you as the opportunity presents itself. Now, I am a pastor here, so I don't go away very often from my church on Sundays. As a matter of fact, I have never held a revival meeting because I will not go away from my pulpit for that long. And I prefer if God calls evangelists to let evangelists do the revival meetings. So that's just the way I am. But in a church, from time to time, I like to help out, and if I can, and I have preached in other churches, sometimes been on a Wednesday, sometimes we may have been out of town, and I preached on a Sunday, that was fine. But we do like to be a help, and if your pastor would like to have us, tell them to contact me, and I'll let them know if we can or we can't. Now, also, as I just shared this letter with you, you heard me read a letter from a pastor in the Philippines. We heard from Pompeii, which is in the Micronesian Islands out in the Pacific Ocean. And in that island, we're on the radio station. They're great people. Brother Owens is with one group, and then we had Brother Ebens in that group. Owens is in the Caribbean, but Brother Eben is in there in the Micronesian Islands. And there are people listening to us on that radio station. There are others that are there in both these areas that they didn't get a chance to go to Bible college. They didn't get a chance to get some in-depth study. And so they listen to our verse-by-verse broadcast. And they're able to grow and then prepare the food for their churches and their people and their families. And so that's what we're about, is getting the Word of God as it is to men as they are. And so if you'd like to help us, again, I say it over and over, your tithe belongs to your local church and really your offering, unless God lays on your heart an offering. Now, an offering is above a tithe. A tithe is 10% of your income. But if God lays us on your heart, then do that. If you're a pastor, your church would like to help the Lamp and Light as it reaches around the world, we would appreciate that. We have tracked this for the last 12 years through our website, which is the second website, but it's the one that's most used. It's www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Now, let me spell that out. www.sermonaudio.com/. Now, that right slash is that line that leans to the right that's underneath the question mark on your keyboard, okay? Put the right slash and then CENTRALBAPTIST. And that's no breaks in that at all, so just put it in there together, and you can go right straight to that website, and you'll see thousands of sermons from our own pulpit that are on that website. So we'd love to have you come visit that, tell others about it. But now, again, having done that, we have had 1.4 million different computers to log on to that very site. And how many times? It only counts them one time. It's a different computer, a different IP address, so it could log on 10 times. But it only got counted once as for the amount of times it logged on. We've had well over 500,000 downloads of sermons on that site as well. So I say all that not braggadociously, but rather to say God is working, because we really aren't professionals in marketing or anything like that. We don't really know how to do it the way the professionals would do it probably, but God is opening doors through it. And we've reached into well over 180 different IP countries. And so we've gotten into the 1040 window. We've gotten into so many places. And that's the work of God. Again, I wouldn't know how to do it if you came and asked me, how do you do that? I would not be able to tell you. All I know is God did it. So praise the Lord for that. But if you'd like to support it and help get the word as it's being taught to other nations where people don't have a Bible, listen, what just the two examples I shared with you, there are many multitudes out there. We've heard of several that listen just to get the Bible teaching. And so if you'd like to help others learn, that will be boots on the ground in areas that missionaries can't go, then pray about supporting us, whether you're a pastor. And again, none of that money goes to myself, Dr. Hopper, our manager, or Mr. Vaught, who's the one that divides these programs that I preach. He's the one, actually, I'll stand here and preach for about 2 hours on Wednesday, and then he'll divide that up into radio programs, intros and outros, and all those kind of things. And he does a lot of the hard work as well. And these men, none of us receive a salary for doing this. It's all for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I would ask you, whether you're church or you're an individual, not if you're an individual giving your tithe, but if you feel led to help us out, then we would encourage you to help us out.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.